Goodness me, where do I begin? Such a difficult, uncooperative life, the writer's. You're either immersed in the world you're composing, or you're between books or chapters. Either way, the writing life never quite fits in with everybody else's. Planning anything is tricky, not practically so much as psychologically. You finish a chapter, make plans to see all your friends, then by the time the dates come around, you just want to get your head down again. You need chronic, spontaneous distractions, but only when you want to be distracted. Shopping for clothes works best, because it's a kind of substitute research. Looking, selecting, trying the idea for size. That's what I tell myself anyway. Playing the piano feels more conscientious, but it's frustrating if you can't play the way you used to. It is quite close to writing, though. A reasonable substitute, if you're stuck. Reading is good, but only if it's exactly the right book. Nothing to do with your research, but not so distracting that it leads you too far astray. One thing I can tell you, walking never works for me. I know Virginia Woolf used to pound the pavements or fields, getting into the rhythm for writing. But the only time you'll see me walking is when I'm trying to get over the flu, my thoughts just focused on getting all the way round the park. It never inspires me to get back to my desk. I come back out of puff and too exhausted to think. Any more grumbles? Well, yes, actually. It is very trying that only other writers have the faintest idea what you're doing, especially if it's biography. Do you need to go back to that library, archive, gallery again? Haven't you done that bit? Or people say, do you have to do any research? Yes. And everybody thinks they could do it if only they had the time. You just irascibly know they couldn't. You can barely do it yourself. Who was it who said, the difference between writers and other people is that writers find writing so much more difficult. Amen to that. But here's the real problem. You can't help it. Each book is going to be your last, but something about the writing life is compelling. It takes you into another world, a different gear. It's a kind of altered state. And out there in the world, your book is on sale in Waterstones, looking somehow both weirdly familiar and oddly nothing to do with you. People like your book. Your editor likes it. Your agent likes it. And the one thing needed to sustain the writing life is approbation. Oh, for goodness sake, did I really say that? Honestly, would it really matter if no one but me had the faintest idea why I live the way I do? And nobody liked my books? Ah, the life of a writer. Don't even get me started.